message. Lord God, we thank you for tonight that you're here with us, Lord God, and we just want to welcome your Holy Spirit, Lord, to speak through Pastor now as he shares with us, and we just pray you'd open our hearts, Lord, to receive something new, Lord God, and we just welcome you to come do what you want here. Amen.
Thank you, Brendan. As we come to the end of our learning about giftings, what we normally do when we do this course is we have some consultations where, by now, how many of us have got a reasonable idea what our personal style is, whether we're structured or unstructured, people or task? We've got a bit of an idea about that. We've got some giftings that we've discovered on that chart, then we can sort of resonate with those. And life groups the other night, we did the passion test, really, wasn't it? And I don't know about, well, we went through the sheet, and actually in our life group, we had some, I don't know about you other guys, I wasn't with you, we had a really good time the other night, and I think most of us got some clarity around that whole thing. Tonight, we're gonna do a couple of consultations if we've got time, at least one. I know most of you haven't come with your information, because I've talked to some of you, but we might just, next week we're going to conclude all this, and Danny's going to share a little bit about his giftings and what he's learnt through doing this course in the past has helped him, and if we can, we'll do another two or three consultations. That'll be the conclusion of our course. So is there anybody here that has got some clarity around their personal style, their top four or five giftings, and what their passion statement could be? Is there anybody here that's got any sort of clarity around that, that we could do a consultation with tonight, a little bit later in the service? Anybody? Steph, maybe? Well, Steph? Yeah. It's probably helpful for people that this is the first time you've done the course, because most of the rest of us have done this before, and we've gone over this. So Cheryl and Miriam, you talked to you before, you've got yours. If Miriam and Steph could go out, and Cheryl and maybe Chris could help if needed. Okay, Cheryl can manage. She's going to take that out and write that up. And after I've sort of done a bit of talking for a while, we'll see if we can do this. Very quickly tonight, what I want to talk about is some possible blocks to be aware of. Because, you know, sometimes we can do this and we can learn about our giftings and our passion and we get all excited about this, but in reality it doesn't get outworked in church life or in our work or whatever. We find we're hitting blocks and we're just not getting anywhere. We can get frustrated. We can... So I've got some points here around some of the reasons why that can happen. And I think this is a reality that, you know, just because we've got giftings and passions and we've got the Holy Spirit in us and God's pouring gifts and passion into us, sometimes we don't actually get the opportunity to outwork this in the way that we think we should. And probably in the way that God wants us to. And so I was thinking about Sean Detoit this morning. What do you think one of his primary gifts might be? Teaching. He's a Bible teacher. I mean, I don't know what his passion might be, but it might be to learn the Word of God and to share it and to encourage people in God's Word, something along those lines. I was thinking about Sean when he first became a Christian and he had all these giftings within him. What was one of the blocks for him from actually being able to fulfill that ministry in his life? Can you remember? Yeah, he couldn't read. He struggled to read. We had lunch with him, and he said that, you know, he really struggled to read and so on, but he had to learn, and he had to learn the Word of God, and he had a process to go through, and it took him quite a few years, and now he's flourishing in flowing in his gifts and his passion, isn't he? We could see that this morning, and we're on the receiving end of that, and there's a few things that I think, and there's probably more as well. But first, I've got a list of five here. First one, we'll put them up on the screen. Are we ready? That's the big thing. I mean, Sean probably wasn't ready when he first became a Christian. And I'm going to talk about that tonight. Is the church ready for us? Because, you know, we might be ready to go, but other people are not ready to receive actually us as a teacher or a leader or a whatever, hospitality person, because of they're not ready for us. God's timing is another one. Timing is something that's really, really important in our Christian journey. And God is a God of timing. And he won't put us somewhere too soon and he won't put us somewhere too late. He's perfectly on time. The next one is character and maturity. Now, the question is, can we carry the responsibility long term? Because there's no prizes for starting a race. It's only prizes for finishing a race. You know, Apostle Paul talks about that. God's not going to release us into something if we haven't got the character to really follow it through. He doesn't want us to crash and burn halfway through. But anyway, and the last one is obedience, and that's probably one of the bigger areas that and I could share a lot about that. But any of those things can block us. There's other things too. I was thinking about our health could block us. If we were laid up and in hospital right now, I mean, Steve and Barbara are going to be struggling if their gifts, but they can use their gifts in there, I guess, in hospital. But, you know, or even overcommitment can block us. If we just got too many things happening in our life and we're not able to really flow in our giftings. I just want to talk tonight about, are we ready? Really, have we got the right mindset? And I just want to share a little bit briefly about my journey becoming a pastor. Because, you know, I didn't become the pastor here in Surfside until I was around 40. And I've looked back at times, you know, Cheryl and I have often looked back, we've often thought if only we'd got started 5 or 10 years sooner, you know, we could have been further on down the track. I mean, how many of us have ever thought that? If only we'd got started sooner, if only we knew what we know now a little bit sooner. But when I look back, the truth is I simply wasn't ready for what God had me to do. And even though my spiritual giftings, when I did the thing, leadership was the highest, and wisdom, discernment, faith, quite handy for a pastor. And I've had a lot of those. I've had those gifts most of my life since I had the Holy Spirit come into my life. But the thing is, I didn't fully understand or appreciate the value of church for a start off, and God and the potential of it. When I was younger, and looking back, I might have had the gifts, and I had the right wife, and actually, that's important that we've got. It's a team. Whatever we do in our giftings, we work together as a team, don't we? We've got to work together. But God blocked me from doing anything and releasing me into the work He had actually been preparing me for. Until I had the right mindset around some things, the right understanding, or you could say the right passion. I wasn't ready, and when I look back, I realize that now. And I just realized that actually God is so good that He didn't get me started too soon, and I could have crashed, and it could have all been a terrible disaster. But God develops us, and He prepares us for what He's got planned a long time, often before we get there. I just want to encourage you guys, don't ever underestimate the experiences that you're having, the work experiences, the relationships that you've got, all the different things that you're experiencing in life, because even though sometimes it can be a bit frustrating, you think, I should be over there, but I'm here. But God is always preparing all of us, if we're willing, for what He's got in store for us. And this was my experience. I mean, Cheryl and I were youth leaders for quite a number of years when we were younger. And we had the upbringing that saw us in church every week. You know, I'm just so thankful now that my parents just got me and dragged me along here. And when I was older, it was just a habit and a pattern that we had developed in our lives. And we served in lots of different areas in those years when we were just sitting in the back row of church, just a part of church each week. And I just want to say to you guys, take every opportunity to serve, because you never know what's going to come out of it as you go through life. And God's watching. God's watching what we're doing. He's watching our heart. He's watching our character. And he's lining us up, all of us, for the best that he's got for us and our giftings and our passion and so on. And so don't miss any opportunities to serve God, to serve others, and just to share love. There's a verse in Luke 16, verse 10, where it says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." I think there's a principle in God. It's in the little things, that being faithful in the little things that actually opens up opportunity for the bigger things. And sometimes we think something's little, but actually it might, to God, it's big. God does. I don't think God has the same values set that we do about something being important and less important. So I think it's all important to him. And he's encouraging us on, he's cheering us on, and he's watching. I was thinking even about my everyday work as a farmer. You know, right from the time that I started farming, I was involved with employing people, working alongside others, and just simply paying the bills every week. And sometimes that sort of stuff, it's actually training and developing and growing us and preparing us. The other thing that I did, I think most of you probably are aware of it, but I used to shear sheep. For 10 years, I was a shearer. And that is so far from my giftings. My craftsmanship and all that sort of thing was really low, my practical stuff. But I did 10 years of that. But in the process of that, I ended up running the shearing gang. I had to organize people. I had to talk to farmers, and I had to get rousies and shearers there on the job every day. And that was, you know, that was good for me. I learned how to organize people, how to work with a team, and it was actually a part of my preparation for becoming a pastor, believe it or not. And learning to work hard and the discipline. You know, with shearing, we used to start at 5 o'clock in the morning and work till 5 o'clock at night, every day that it was fine. And we used to sweat a lot. I think sweating is good for us, you know, really sweating over things. And it was good for me. Because, you know, I used to be a little bit cruisy and probably still am. But it was good for me to learn to work hard and the discipline of that for all those years and working with people. Some of the guys in the shearing gang, you work with some of the most unlikely tough nuts around. But I grew to like some of these guys. And, you know, when you're working hard with people, there's a rapport that grows. And I think it was actually a bigger part of my training than what I realized at the time. Before I became a pastor, my passion probably would have been working with young people, possibly developing a team for the farm or the wool shed or whatever. But by the time that Cheryl and I had become pastors, my passion had shifted and I'd started to understand the value of what church was all about. Going to the conferences that we're a part of, you know, Life Conference, Hillsong Conference, I started to catch something and I started to get a vision for what church could do in our community. If we could get a church that was vibrant and growing and reaching out and loving people unconditionally with the love of Jesus, I started to get a passion for what that could do to our community. And you see, once I started to get that, God started releasing me into my calling or my giftings. And so I'm just thankful that God held me back for as long as he did, because I wasn't ready actually much sooner. So that was us, and we haven't arrived. I don't think we ever do until we get to heaven. That was just the beginning when Cheryl and I became pastors. And man, we've been through some learning in the last 20-odd years since that began. But God had removed some blocks in my life and Cheryl's life and our lives, and things were starting to open up. And I think there's still more to go, actually. Sometimes it's our insecurities and some of those other things that we talked to, that they're on that list, that actually we need to, it's about growing in who we are as a person, as well as catching a vision and having the giftings, and a whole lot of things need to line up before it really starts to flow. So I don't think we ever arrive. God is always shaping us and loving us to something more, isn't he? So that's just some thoughts around that. Are we ready for the consultation? I suppose I could very briefly, quickly talk about some of those other points for just for a couple of minutes. What else have we got there, Chris? Is the church ready for us? That's the second one. I think it takes time to build trust and respect from people before you can lead them on any team, in any situation. It takes a little bit of time. And God's timing is the next one. I was thinking about Joseph around that. You know, he had that call of God on when he was a kid. God didn't release him into it until he was a much, much older person through all the training and stuff that he went through. And but in the end, he got there, didn't he? God gave him a dream when he was just a teenager, and yet he ended up second in command of the whole of Egypt. It was a huge blessing to the whole world at that time. Queen Esther, she was born for such a time as this. There was that element of timing. Now, her whole life was just really for that moment when she could really be the change in that situation. So in character, like I mentioned before, can we carry the responsibility right through to the finish line? That's a big one. In obedience, the last one. I think the Israelites in the wilderness is a classic example, isn't it? I mean, they didn't have the Holy Spirit in the same way that we do, but I think they had giftings, they had passions, they had desires in their life of what they wanted to do. I'm sure there were people there that had all sorts of giftings, but because they were disobedient to God and to Moses, the leaders that God had put over them, they just ended up going round and round and round, and there's a block from them entering into the promises of God. That's a big one. It was a big one for me. But I'm not going to start talking. I could talk all night about that one, but I'm not going to start on it because it would take too long. So are we ready? We've got to just think about these things. It's not just about discovering our giftings and, hey, presto, it's all go. There's a process around that. So we all set for the... Who have we got? Steph, you ready first? This is just an opportunity. Now, can you all see this? First of all, this task, where are you here? You that's Steph there. So you're more people structured, right? People structured. So does that resonate with you when you learnt that? Do you think that you're more of a people person? So you guys that know Steph, is she a people person, do you think? Anyone can affirm that? All right. And you're more structured in that. All right. Now, let's have a look at these gifts here. Helps. Do we know understand what helps means? What do you think? Do you know what helps me? Eh? You don't know. You need some help around that one? Yeah, helping. It's just simply practical helper. I think that's it's a really good one to be high in. Encouragement and hospitality and faith. Now, those of you that know Steph, can you affirm any of these gifts? Have you seen any of these gifts in her? Yeah. You want to come and tick them off, dear. So Ross and Shaney, what have you observed? Encouragement. What about you, Ross? Yeah. What about any of you guys in the life group with Steph? Yeah, we don't have to just stick to those. Is there anything else that you can see that she hasn't got there? Give her a couple of ticks for that one. Andy said yes as well. What makes you say hospitality?
Oh, just always welcoming, warm, you know, always good and open home and
I think that's actually quite helpful for the definition of hospitality. Sometimes we can think it's just about making someone a cup of tea or giving them something to eat, which is a part of it. Really, hospitality is how do people feel when you're with them? How do you, if someone that's hospitable is just so welcoming and inclusive, helps people to feel relaxed and at home and just at peace, really. And that is, it's an awesome gift, isn't it? It's not just about throwing someone a cup of tea and say, there you are. It's about inviting someone and helping them to feel relaxed and comfortable in an environment, in church environment. We need lots of people with that gifting. Anything else? Any other comments before we... Okay. What about the passion? Sorry, Janet? So you say she's caring. Just as a matter of interest, Steph, what was your lowest one? Do you remember? Okay, yeah. So, and some of those gifts, you've either really got them or you haven't. And yeah, I'm a bit like that too. Anyway, and what about this statement that she's got for her life? Because really, these other things, it's this here that it really counts. And this is the one that is sort of an overarching thing. And looking after God's creation and nature, relationships and family.
Shall I explain it?
Yeah, you want to tell us about it.
It's not really a statement, but it's what came out of passion. In terms of looking after God's creation, like, I'm most happy, probably, and excited when I'm out at the beach or just in nature. I just get completely stoked on God's creation. And that translates into the job where I love just sitting around in the wool shed or around a kitchen table in a paddock talking to a farmer and just getting excited with them about their stewardship of the land and getting them to understand that they're responsible for caring as well. So that's where that passion comes from. And then just relationships, which fits in, I guess, with everything else. I just love being around people and pretty close to mum and dad. So, yeah, family and friends.
Cool. Can we identify with that passion? Let's give Steph a hand. We'll pray for you before you go. Anyone here that came up high in intercession when they did the... Fiona, would you like to come and pray for Steph? Let's as a church, we just really... Let's just pray. I talked about some blocks and things that can stop us. We don't want Steph blocked and frustrated. We want her... Let's just pray that for a real blessing on her in this area of her passion, her giftings, and her style, that she'll be able to really flourish. So Fiona, you want to come? And Roger, you've got an intercession. You come and pray too, eh? And let's really bless this girl in her callings with us. Put your
hands on her, you guys. Lord, I just bring a step to you, Lord. I thank you for the giftings that you've given her. Lord, I just thank you that she's willing to embrace those giftings, Lord. And I just ask that you'll just continue to grow her in these areas, Lord. And I just pray that that any blockages and stuff will be swept away, and that she'll be able to just shine for you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for Steph. I thank you for the gifts that you've given to her, Lord, and I pray that you will also give her ears to hear what you're saying to her, Lord God, so that she can flourish in the areas, Lord, that you've planned for her to walk in. And I pray she'll walk with confidence, Lord, knowing your hand upon her to guide her, knowing clearly in her own mind that this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, I pray a blessing from you upon her, Lord, with health and strength and the ability, Lord, to know that she is walking in your path, your ways, Lord. Confirm that to her, Lord, so that she has confidence when she steps out and knows, Lord, your guiding hand upon her. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
All right, we've got Miriam, and I think we might just make this the last one. You guys getting the idea of this? So anybody that hasn't had a consultation before, if you'd like to get your information to Cheryl, and then she can draw it all up for next week. If you haven't got it with you, you know, get it to her by next Sunday morning, probably at the latest, during church, just as soon as you can, and then we can do some more next week. Okay, Miriam, do you want to come on up and tell us about where you're... So you're in the task structured area more? Does that sit with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us a bit about your gifts and...
Yeah, my highest four were helping. I definitely just like to help. Practical ways and stuff like that. Also helping with intercession. That wasn't that far under teaching, actually. By helping out with praying for people. Faith is just, I can see the Lord everywhere working, really. I've got a huge faith in Him working in our lives and working things out. And that's big. Mercy and teaching. Mercy is, I suppose, it's caring and stuff like that. I definitely care a lot about the people that are close to me. Sometimes it really hurts me for my friends and family that they go through and stuff like that. And it hurts me if I can't help out. It's frustrating. So then faith kicks back in again to say, Lord is doing his thing. So, yeah, that's really good. And teaching, I think teaching comes from, I love learning new things. And then with what I've learned, I can help people out, other people. And sometimes it magnifies. I also love that came out with a passion thing, the passion, founding your passion. I think it increases my awe of the Lord and helps me worshipping and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's... I think that was part of my passion, but I forgot when I was talking to Cheryl. So, yeah, because I hadn't written it down on my last page of my my passion test.
Well, those of us that know Miriam well enough, can we affirm... Martin, you should be able to affirm some of these. Does anybody here see this gift of... Isn't it cool, this gift of helps? Look, we've got 1, 2, 3. We've got about 10 people. We need some ticks. Can anyone explain a little bit around that? Martin? Yeah, so mercy, we better tick that one
faith,
too.
Faith is very strong. Very strong, yeah.
Yeah, strong faith. What makes you say that?
Oh, just a faith in praying and reading the Bible all the time. Always sets time aside. It's always just their faith is very strong. So.
Yeah. That could be her task structured thing coming in too. She's quite on what she does.
Organized.
Yeah. Anyone else, Brendan?
The teaching thing, I've seen it, but in partnering with the help thing, that she doesn't just help by herself, she takes her kids with her. It's like packing up all up there, it's all about church.
Yeah, getting stuck in at church. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Bit of creativity coming through, all right? That's cool. All right. So anything else? I think, Janet?
I think teaching, because she reads a lot of books in her life.
Yeah. The studier, yeah.
Books about scripture
and stuff. Always thoughtful, yeah. I guess your passion statement, learning and what I've learnt, then helping other people. I mean, it's really a summary of all of this, isn't it, in your passion statement. I mean, you might be able to simplify that a little bit, helping others grow in their faith or something. That could be, I mean, helping others get to know God or, I mean, but you can keep working on this and keep thinking about it, and as you go through your journey with God, you'll find that will grow and change a little bit as you mature in your faith and your walk with God and your love for Him. It's pretty cool, isn't it? So that's just a little introduction to what we're going to do next week. We're going to get Danny to share a little bit about his gifts and how this has helped him. And then we'll do as many of these as we can next week, okay? So if you'd like to have a consultation, you need to get your information to Cheryl so we can just power through it next time. This will be the final one in our series. Miriam, we should pray for you. Let's give her a hand for... couple of them. Cheryl and Janet, would you two like to come and pray for Miriam? And let's step out here. Let's all reach out our hands and just pray for just a real release into these giftings.
Father, I do thank you for Miriam. Lord, I thank you that she loves to just delve into your word and find out more about you and how she's to live and how she's to use what she's learnt to help others. And Lord, I pray that you'll continue to keep growing her. Lord, that you'll keep expanding her her learning and her desire to just grow in you. And Lord, I pray that any blocks that she may have will be just removed one by one. Lord, that you will just keep growing her and she will become everything that you've created her to be. Lord, I pray that... these giftings that you've given her will just keep growing and developing and I just thank you for her and the influence she is in her family and in the whole community really, and just the ripple effect that she creates just being in the community. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord, I just want to thank you for Miriam so much. And, Father, I know that you saw her before she was even born. But, Father, I just really sense that that there's going to be more and more. And, Father God, I just know that you've got a huge capacity in this woman. And, Father God, I just pray that from doing these giftings and things, she will know where to channel that and where to do and what to do and how to do and why to do. And Father, I pray that you will bless her family, and just as she ripples out from that many will come to know you, Lord. We thank you for all the different ones they have come to stay in their place and how she brings them to church and things like that. And Father, I just pray for increase in her, Lord, and that your blessing will be upon her all the rest of the days of her life. Amen.
Amen. All right. How many of us have not, apart from these two tonight, have not had a consultation before and you'd like to? Just put your hand up. I just want to get an idea. How many people? We've got Ross, Bronnie, anyone else? Martin, 1, 2, 3. We've got Ben and Celeste. Anyone else? Ben back here. Josh? If you guys have, but you need to have done, we've got some copies here. If you haven't done the different tests and the process, it would be a good idea to do it. And we've also got some sheets here that you can actually give out to your friends to affirm your giftings as well. So come up and see here, Cheryl up here. If you haven't completed your passion consultation, your passion process, and you want to do that, we've got the little process that you can go through. If you haven't done your giftings, you haven't done your personal style, we've got them all up here, and we've also got some that you can give to your friends.